Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy are about to pick up your arvo with stacks of fun. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance this Christmas. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to it. Tuesday afternoon.
Just when I think I'm getting better at singing something like that, place. Hey, did you know this?
What?
Cher is with a man that's 40 years younger than her.
Good for Cher.
Well done, Cher.
I wonder if he knows that it's 22 separate incidents or just one long one. If you're joining us and you're like, what is she talking about?
You reckon Cher's?
If you were concerned for Tommy on yesterday's show, one, how he navigates the ladies and their bits, and two, if he's okay, he's stopped crying, and I've also educated him in what happens, and he's across it all, and he's going to get back out there with renewed gusto.
I think I'm shutting up shop.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
Just too much of a rock to the confidence.
Too much shame.
You showed me so many diagrams. It's just so confusing, Carrie.
I know.
Do you reckon Cher's busting out 22 of those at 76?
I hope she is. Isn't that when you say
everyone? Yeah. Yes, but then I asked Julia Morris about that.
Yeah, and but she was a different case. She shut up shop.
I can go and shut up shop with her.
Yeah, you guys can just hang out together in your closed businesses.
Hey, up next, we've got to talk about Pink, which sounds like a funny transition.
You're back open. Shop's open again.
No, shop shut. The singer. You know that we love her.
Yeah.
I've got a bit of an issue.
Okay.
We'll talk about it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And Bickers, we've got an issue with one of our favourites, Pink.
You've got an issue. Don't bring me into this.
No, we've got an issue because we're a team. And so my issue is your issue.
Is it?
Yes.
If you want to take that road, I've got a few
issues.
And they will become your burden.
What issues you got?
Just, do you want, this would be a whole show we'd dedicate. Don't reckon we've got time for
many.
That. Yeah, it's too many for.
We're a team in some instances.
Great, okay.
And then when it comes to our issues,
they're separate. Okay, great.
So, Pink, fantastic musician, great tunes, fantastic performer.
Yes, we saw her on the rooftop in LA.
Yes, which was actually down by a pool on ground level. And people couldn't stand on the pool, which was meant to be the dance floor, so they stood around a pool.
Still fabulous.
Amazing.
Stop her knocking it out of the park.
Despite all those things, it was still incredible. But her new song just confuses my ears a little bit.
Okay.
Here it is. Just think
okay, so I'm never going to not
dance.
So
again.
Is she going to dance again or not?
This is what confused
me. I'm never going to not. So she's saying every time she's considered, should I dance or not? She's never going to consider that again. She's never going to not dance again. She's always going to dance.
I don't think she was even considering it. I think she was saying, I'm not dancing, but now she's never not doing that.
So she's dancing all the time.
So yes, she's going to dance at every occasion.
She's not going to stop dancing.
That's what I meant.
I think it would be much clearer. So we took out the nevers and the nots, and this could be the song.
Oh, my God. I'm going to dance. No, but that sounds like she stopped for a period.
Yeah, but she did.
No, she considered it. She considered whether she should she dance or not.
No, she must have not danced for a bit.
No, I reckon.
Because that's what she's never going to do again. So if she had to have been doing that, dancing.
No, I reckon there was times when she thought, do I dance or not? And she second-guessed herself. And she's saying, I'm never going to second-guess myself. I'm never going to not dance again.
Yes, but then she must have not danced.
No.
Because why would you,
you can't
take such
use
a
word
strong
again.
Stance on something that didn't happen?
Because you're taking a strong stance on the fact that you were undecided about something you should never have questioned.
I'm so confused again.
The ladies get it. Anyway, she's never going to not dance again. What else is confusing you?
Jessie's got it.
I just think her priorities in the song are all out of whack because listen to all of the things that she would happily give up before giving up dancing.
Okay.
Could have my liquor, take my dinner, take my fun. Birthday cake, my soul, my dog. Take
my dog.
But also, if she's not having birthdays or dinners,
she's going to be so hungry.
Then where is she doing her dancing?
I know. She should really not dance if she's not having any of that stuff as well.
A dog.
I know.
She's giving up her dog before
dancing.
Yeah, but
I do picture her on the dance floor with a dog just twirling her around.
It's funny you say that because this morning I heard a song and I was like, I don't understand why he's doing all these things to himself.
Is it another new single? Because that's, of course, Pink's latest single. What do you got?
No, this is a Cat Stevens song.
Cat Stevens. He hasn't even got the same name anymore.
Okay, so I don't know what a moonshadow is. Fine, whatever. I was like, who cares? I don't know what a moonshadow is. But then he started lopping off body parts, and I don't understand why. This is the first bit.
And if I ever lose my hands, lose my plow, lose my land.
Okay, so he's lost his hands, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but then it's not just his hands he's losing.
And if I ever lose my eyes.
Now he's lost his eyes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, but I still don't understand what happens when he's losing his hands and his eyes. Because at this point, he's got no hands.
Cat Stevens.
He's got no hands or eyes. But now he's also got no.
And if I ever lose my leg,
why has he not lost his legs?
I don't know.
So now he's got no hands, no eyes, no legs. But what's the point of the song?
Kerry, I know I'm troubled for Cat Stevens.
Producers sent me what the point of the song is. Yes. He's wrote about finding hope in any situation, be present and joyful, see life as it is right now, and don't compare it to others' lives or other times in your life. Every moment in life, it's rich and unique, whether you're aware of it or not.
Oh, my gosh.
We're always leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, the inescapable present.
I think the fun facts are meant to make it more interesting. This has killed me.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, you can't just slam your phone down and hope that radio's over.
Yusuf Islam, and you don't understand Pink.
You can, I think you can call Yusuf Cat Stevens still.
Well, you just said he had his new name.
No,
now.
Sorry, I think the stage name is Cat. I'm not sure.
Who knows all about Cat Stevens
I'm
now?
Back out. I'm going to back out.
Who's the one listening to Cat Stevens?
Feeling a little precarious. Why were you listening to Cat Stevens?
Well, because you got me onto Billy Withers.
Bill Withers.
Billy Boy.
Billy Madison.
Lovely day. Lovely day. Yeah. And there's a thing called Bill Withers Radio, and so you can listen to that. listen to us, of course. But when you're not listening to us, Bill Withers Radio has some great tunes like Cat Stevens.
Do you want to do song lyrics you don't understand?
I'd love to.
Because that's good. Let's do that. 13, 10, 60. That's good. But I don't think we should just do that. Because I like that Pink's name is Pink. And I have often thought
this is a bow too far.
If I could.
This is unnecessary.
What do you mean? What name would you be if you were a colour, Carrie?
I would be. Yellow. Why?
You're right. She's so yellow.
Sunshine.
Yes.
Cover me in sunshine. See? It's Pink song.
Good stuff. 13, 10, 60.
Some days I feel so drunk on air.
Yeah.
And I've not had I had a smoothie. Yeah. I had a collagen smoothie. That's all I've tried.
13, 10, 60. What song lyrics don't you understand? And if you were named after a colour, as Pink is, what colour would you be? Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13, 10, 60, if your name was a colour, what colour would you be? And
no one's calling
song
that
lyrics that you don't get.
We don't know that no one's calling about that because, of course, Pink is named after a colour.
Yeah.
So I thought it might be interesting, except in all the chat, no one's asked me what I'd be.
What would you be?
Yeah.
What would you be?
That's the whole reason I was doing this.
Why? Is it leading up to a joke?
No.
What colour would you be?
Just think orange is a funny name.
What's your nickname? Ori?
Ori.
Probably Ranger.
Ranger.
Yeah. Ranger's not a bad name.
Ranger's actually a cute name.
Yeah, see, we're back on.
Mervyn. Are you calling about names?
I called originally about the song lyrics, but yes. I mean, my colour would be Ruby.
Ruby's a great name, Mervyn. That's great. Yep. Yes, thank you.
What's did you get your name, Mervyn?
I got that from my uncle.
Is he a Merv too?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realise, so Merv Hughes is a Mervyn.
Oh, maybe.
Is he? Is he Mervyn?
I wouldn't know.
No.
Okay, that's fine. Let's
name chat's going well.
I know. Let's move on to the song lyric that you don't understand.
Well, in the song by Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill, it talks about he breaks his leg when he was 6 years old. Like, that's like the first the first like 5 seconds of the song, that's all you hear. Okay. And then he just tells you nothing about it.
Yep. I want to hear more. Yep.
And I was running from tell you anything about how he broke his leg.
He was running from his brother and his friends, Mervyn. Tasted a
sweet perfume. Nah, I don't think so.
And then he got it.
Good on you, Merv. Thank you. Also, Merv Hughes is a fellow Mervyn.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, thank you. Who do you want to go to?
So, he doesn't explain it. Running from my brother.
I like it.
Dee, what are you calling about?
I'm calling about the song lyrics that you don't.
Yeah, which song?
Starboy by The Weeknd.
Great tune.
Yes, it is. Yes. Which bit don't you understand?
Oh, look, probably the first two verses, to be specific.
Okay,
hold on, let's have a listen.
Some of it you do, some of it you don't. I'm trying to put you in the worst mood. Be one cleaner than your church shoes. I
point to just to hurt you. All red lamb just to tease you.
I don't even understand that. He wants to put her in the worst mood. What else is happening?
Yeah, because isn't he saying that he's a star boy, so he's awful to people?
Is he?
Isn't that why he's saying, I've got all the nice things and I want to put you in
What's
bad
the
mood?
Other yeah. lyrics other than I want to put you in the worst mood?
No, like, have to listen. 20 racks of table cut from ebony, cut that ivory into skinny pieces, then she clean it with a face.
Yeah.
You understand that, of course, whereas Dee and I are in the dark.
Dee, let's go to colour chat. Oh, no, Jesse, lose Dee for colour chat. Dee, if you were named after a colour, what would it be?
Green.
Good stuff.
Oh, Dee, see, Dee's disappointed now.
We could call you Envy.
Could.
No. Okay.
Is it not jealousy? Or is that
Green
the same thing?
Envy. What do you mean?
Okay.
What's the difference between envy and jealousy?
I don't think there's much.
No.
Yeah. Maybe envy is like nicer.
Like
I think
you
if
want
you're jealousy, you
could be resentful. Oh, there's another one. Yeah.
Yes. Ethan, I'm going to start with colour chat and see how that goes. If you were named after a colour, what would it be?
I'll go chartreuse.
Yes. Yeah. Did you ever drink chartreuse, Ethan?
Oh yeah, a lot.
Yeah. Good old fighting juice. Have you got a song lyric that you're confused about?
Yeah, there's this song that goes, "Play that sax," and then a bunch of trumpets just start blaring.
have we got some to play that? If you wanna hear me sing, you better play that sax. Give it to me.
What a tune. I like it.
It's just completely going against everything they've ever said.
Ethan,
you sound so fun. What are you doing?
I'm a photographer.
Ethan, how long has that song annoyed you?
Since it came out, I heard it. The first second I heard the lyrics, it was over for me.
What do you shoot? What photo? What do you take photos of, Ethan?
Mainly portraits.
Oh, well.
What's
that, Carrie? Why are you looking at both of us? He doesn't need one, but I'll have mine taken.
Yeah. Do you want to take Carrie's portrait?
If she would let me.
Is this, are you,
what?
Are you hitting on Ethan?
No, he just sounds fun. Mate, we do whole segments where women just call up and pick you up. I'm just chatting to Ethan. Thank you, Ethan. I'll be in touch. Monique.
I've never finished one of my chats with I'll be in touch. Thank you. I'll be in touch.
It's a business transaction, Monique.
Call it what you want.
Hello.
Maybe you want some romance.
What's happening?
I'm thinking about the naming, like, of colour. I named my children a ruby and onyx after the colours.
What's onyx?
A black.
Oh. It's quite a dark name, Monique.
It's cute, though.
Is it? Yes, of course it is. It's your kid. We've got to say that. Thanks, Monique. Do you have any song lyrics that confuse you?
No.
Should have stopped. I'm so sorry.
We should have got out a trumpet set.
Yeah, I agree.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy are headed to Aotearoa, New Zealand, and you could come on a fully Sikh adventure with us.
New Zealand, when a trip you can come and you will see how far you go. Come join our show. We're
trip to a land fully sick with Carrie and Tommy. And we don't know how far we'll go.
Carrie and Tommy's fully sick trip to New Zealand. Aotearoa.
If you seek 100% pure New Zealand.
Oh, because this is amazing. From sacred mountains to the shores of the vast Pacific Ocean, Gisborne is a stunning and unique corner of New Zealand made for discovery. We are going there.
Do you know it's the first place in the world to see sunrise each day? Oh. Yeah.
Oh, is that where everyone goes for New Year's? They're the first people to see New Year's.
It's not on my sheet, Jesse, but I'm sure that's you could amazing. Do whatever you wanted. If you came to New Zealand, because we are going there and we're taking friends.
Yes, we are. Return flights to from Australia. Six nights accommodation, breakfast included. You get a seat in our welcome party pass. We've got meals, experiences, so much more. Each trip is worth about $15,000.
Wow.
We want you there. What do they have to do? Because
you just got to head to carrieandtommy.com.au and register now. We will be giving away trips very soon. You don't want to miss it.
If you seek 100% pure New Zealand. But what is coming up next, guys?
Up next, sorry, hold on, what?
It is where you see the first sunrise.
It is where you see the first. You know, I did, that bit was right. It was just whether that's where you spend New Year's.
No, okay, no, but it's always good to have a double check.
Anyway, guys, that woman you're hearing screaming in the background, well, didn't she have a fun 24 hours? We're going to talk about it next.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And a lot of people have a boss. We don't. We do have a swashbuckling pirate who says she runs the show.
Do you think it's a comedy joke now that she wears the shirt to work? Because she's been wearing it so much lately.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And despite us having her laugh about it, Sondra also committed. Then went out and bought a pirate costume but didn't wear her pirate shirt in the pirate costume.
It's because it's just her normal.
This is just normal attire. And I don't understand what the problem is.
Nothing. So let's talk about the problem Let's just be clear about which problem we're talking about. It's your child. I mean, he's not the problem, but you parenting him is. So
he's a big problem.
I think quite often
you can't make it to work because you'll say, I've just got to take Henry to the emergency because he's got X.
Yes.
And then the next day you go, oh, how embarrassing. He'd bitten his arm off. But all he's done is taken a bite out of his arm himself and given himself a hickey. And that was the reason. And there was nothing emergency.
I've done a lot of embarrassing hospital trips, which have resulted in doctors and emergency people looking at me awkwardly to say, that's just tonsillitis. And then I feel guilty because I'm taking up time that I shouldn't take up.
Yeah.
But also when your son's bleeding from the back of his throat, you think, oh, my God, what if he... I don't know. He's going to die, basically. Yeah. Last time we drove to hospital, he was screaming behind me, I don't want to die, because I had rung my friend to say, oh, my God, he might die.
He's so dramatic about you, isn't he?
I know, but I shouldn't have said he might die in front of him.
Of course you shouldn't have said in front of your kid he might die.
Yeah, okay, there's a lot of parenting problems. So anyway, I was panicking. I rang my friend. I couldn't get on to my husband. I was like, oh, my God, we're on the way to the hospital. And I'd read the internet.
And he might die. Anyway. That's what he said on speakerphone.
And then he was screaming, I don't want to die. And I was like, you'll be fine.
But I was saying to your friend, he won't be fine.
Anyway, because of that, I'm now a bit of a chill parent because obviously that was
That's what I saw when Son walked into it. I thought, who's that cool pirate?
So
no, it's hard. Like I remember Addy fell off the top of at the airport, the baggage, you know, you pile it up on a trolley.
Yes.
And it was like four bags high and I popped her on top. And then she had this thing on her head. She should have, I think she should have gone to hospital, but everyone said, no, she's fine. It just is a hematoma
Why are you looking at me?
A huge bruise and a huge swollen bit on your head.
Now, I would have rushed her there and thought she was going to die, and she was absolutely fine. We didn't take her to hospital. She was totally fine. Took her to the doctor the next day, and they said, no, absolutely fine. Look for concussion. It's very hard in the moment to decide whether to go or not.
So knowing that I've overreacted a lot, I've now decided to pull back and play it cool. So a few nights ago, Henry fell off a chair and bang, hit his chin and there was blood everywhere. Now, head wounds do bleed a lot, and which makes them look more serious than they are often because there's a lot of blood in your skull, or not in your skull, but so it can look really bad, but it's not. So I popped a Band-Aid on him and said...
Is that the lesson here? Head wounds aren't bad.
Look, no, because they can be very serious.
They can be very serious.
That's what you've got to monitor for. That's what makes it tricky.
Yeah, okay.
But I was like, Band-Aid on, here's some Nurofen, you'll be right, mate. And it turns out that he wasn't right, and that my husband correctly identified he absolutely needed to go to emergency.
How? What and, changed?
Well, Adrian maintained the whole time that he definitely needed to be seen when I was like, babe, just chill. We don't need to waste the doctor's time. He's fine. Yeah. And, yeah, he had to be sedated and have surgery on his chin and get it all stitched up.
Aww.
But I maintain, even if I hadn't taken him, which I didn't.
Sedated him.
Yeah, I gave him ketamine. He was having a off with the fairies chat.
Yeah.
He thought he was a robot. So now he wants to go back to hospital and get more of that robot medicine.
That's the problem with it.
He'll be splitting his chin every day.
Yeah. Well, actually, every time I say, please jump off the, like, don't climb
please
the couch.
Please jump off the couch.
No, so that we don't fall again. He's like, do I get to go back to hospital if I fall again? You're like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. Not on mum's watch, mate. She'll be right. But I did feel like a bad parent, basically.
So, but the
every
point
time.
Of what you were going to say before is if you'd never taken him, you think he still would have been right?
Absolutely. Because
it just would have healed, like back in the day, it would have healed crooked.
He's already got, I mean, he falls all the time. Like, he's already got a
are
little
scar
there.
Are you around to watch, or are you, what are you up to?
Yeah, I watch him fall. But I try not to stop him from exploring his boundaries.
Exploring his boundaries. Anyway, have some ketamine.
Yeah.
I remember.
I just think parenting's, we've gotten too much of a nanny state.
Well, my sister.
What's happening?
I'm trying to be cool. Do I sound cool?
My sister, when she was little, she fell off a bunk. And my mum said, oh, just sleep it off. You'll be right. And the next day went to hospital and she'd absolutely broken her arm.
Yes. Oh, my God. But also you shouldn't sleep off a concussion. That's the worst
it wasn't,
thing
it was
do.
A broken arm.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Falling off
you
a
can
bunk.
Sleep off a
did
broken arm.
Did your sister say that her arm was sore?
Yeah, she said my arm's sore.
Oh, but, you know, your sister's always going, my arm's sore, mum, you know.
Yeah, back
mom
in the top
feels
bunk.
Broken, and it turns out it was.
That's fun. 13 10 60, when did you say she'll be right? And she really wasn't
great.
Right. 13 10 60.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little and 13 10 60. When did you say she'll be right?
Yeah. Producer Sondo's always not saying she'll be right and rushing her son to emergency for the smallest things. And then he actually cut his chin right open and she was like, nah, he'll be right, actually, not she'll be right.
No, you can say she'll be right to anything.
Can you?
Yeah, she'll be right.
She'll be right.
Yeah, she'll be right.
She said, she'll be right.
They'll be right.
She'll be right.
Anyway, wasn't. Had to go to hospital.
How many stitches, son?
5 stitches. Just 5. That's quite a lot. G'day, Louise.
Hi.
Hey, when did you say she'll be right and it wasn't?
Well, we went away for the weekend for my mum's 80th birthday and we're all celebrating, had a few drinks. And a couple of the kids went for a walk and it was night time and my daughter came back. She was 7. She was crying. And I'm like, what happened? She had a fall. And so, you know, did everything. Can you move your arm? And, oh, it'll be okay. You'll be right. Let's just see how you go. And she was pretty upset most of the night. And I'm thinking, oh, I can't drive. It's too far away to the hospital. We'll just see how she's
and also, you'd had a few drinks, hadn't you, Louise?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Good
couldn't
on you.
Drive. Good on you.
Well, I couldn't drive.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Responsible.
We had to push through.
Yeah.
And so we got through the whole weekend. You know, she was sore, but she was still moving it. Then on Monday, sent her off to school, all good. And then the school called me saying, oh, she's saying her arm's really sore. We're a bit worried. Oh, okay. Went, picked her up, took her to the doctor, did an x-ray. Yes, if you could take her off to the hospital because she's got a fractured elbow.
We got there, Louise. Well done. Well done. Well done.
Make it worse. I'm a nurse.
Oh, you're a nurse.
Oh, please. That's the kicker we needed. Wow. Gosh.
Wow. Louise, what test do you do for a broken arm? Do you get them to clench their fists or anything, or what did you do? Nothing.
Oh, no, I got it, you know, to see if she could move her arm, put it up above her head and all those sorts of things, and she could.
Okay, yeah.
She's just a bit of a wuss, Louise.
Yeah. Good on you, Louise. Thank you. Because who do you want?
Beck, has this happened to you?
Hello, yes. Hi, Carrie and Tommy. My son, Paddy, he was riding a motorbike in a motocross race. He fell off and hurt himself. Got home and he said, Mum, I'm injured. I said, no, mate, you're fine. Hop up, you can walk. No, he can't walk. He was bum shuffling around the house for 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Ended up, he had a broken leg and a broken shoulder blade and
was
in a wheelchair for 6 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Beck. Yeah, I mean, no judgment. Beck.
Are you a nurse as well?
Yeah.
See, this is the problem. Is it problem, Beck, that all the nurses are like, oh, come on,
you've
like,
heard
toughen
it
up? Yeah, you've heard it all.
I did. I said to him, mate, if you want to ride with the big boys, you've got to get up and you've got to walk. You've got to be tough. And he said, okay. He tried and tried and tried to walk. He couldn't walk. He just bum shuffled around for 3 days. And then I thought, nah, something's really wrong here. And then he had to have
three
surgery.
3 days? It's
yeah,
so
and he had
long.
To go and have surgery and had 3 nights in hospital.
Beck, when just to complete the image for me, when he's bum shuffling around the house, does it look like when a dog has worms and they run their bum on the grass?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you hurt your rib when you were doing that big flip that you didn't do very well?
A flip?
What were you doing? A jump. You wish you were doing a flip.
I was not.
You were just going up a hill, weren't you?
I didn't know it was a jump, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's even worse. Just say you were trying to do a flip. Yeah. I didn't know it was a jump, and then you broke your rib, but you didn't know you broke your rib till days after, remember?
I had a fair idea.
You just didn't go to the doctor?
No, I just knew that nurse wasn't going to let me keep riding. And we had stuff to film for our radio show. So I told him it hurts down here.
Oh.
It really, I knew it was.
Yeah, you knew it was broken. Yeah. What about Seb? Seb, when did you say she'll be right?
Hey, guys. My son was playing in a two-day soccer tournament and day one was complaining he had a pain in the stomach and we just thought he was constipated. And so we continued to make him play goalkeeper. He did get the ball in his stomach quite a few times. Got up the next morning, went back, and still thought he needed to just do a poo, so made him walk around the block. Got him home and rushed him to emergency to get his appendix out.
Oh, and imagine having to explain to the doctor at the hospital, have you given him anything for it? Just four enemas?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. And guys, one in three people will need blood in their lifetime.
Yes, donated blood only lasts 42 days as well. So we do need people to donate regularly, Bickers.
Yeah, a blood donor is needed every 4 minutes.
Yes.
Actually, and one blood donation is needed every 18 seconds in Australia. That's crazy.
Yep.
So a new donor is needed every 4 minutes, a donation is needed every 18 seconds.
Yep. When you give blood, you're more than just a blood donor. You are the lifeblood of Australia. Search Give Blood and book your donation today.
Now, it's been a while since we've done this.
You're so dumb.
I had no idea that the bull is the male version to the cow.
I just learnt that sultanas are derived rape.
In the shopping centres, there's like confectionery free aisles. So I didn't go through that checkout because I had stuff in my basket that was confectionery. So I thought I wasn't allowed to go through that aisle.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
131060, call us when you've had a dumb moment. Your friends looked at you and have gone, what are you talking about? Or you've discovered something your whole life you never knew and you just feel so stupid. 131060, now is the time to call.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
We're doing this.
You're so dumb.
Wow. Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
So, I discovered I'd been saying a word or a phrase wrong my entire life the other day.
Yeah, what?
So I always thought it was a mute point.
A mute point. Yes.
Apparently,
it is not.
Chris informed me, and he's good with words, it's a moot point.
But mute point does make a lot of sense.
It doesn't, because it's a point that you don't need, so it's a mute
silent.
Point. It's irrelevant.
Yeah. It makes far more sense.
What
is a
moot
mean?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Point.
Yeah, it sounds awfully like a moot point. Can we just say moot a few times, or is that
no? No. Don't keep saying it.
Oh, it's fun. It's such a fun word,
isn't
to
it?
Say.
Isn't it? Is it? Anyway, what is moot?
It's moot no, point. I've just been given a description of what a moot point is, but we know what a moot point is.
It's
we just don't know what the
what
word
does
moot
the word
means.
Moot mean?
Oh, yes. Moot court.
What's a moot court?
Where you argue.
For no reason.
A moot court.
It's like a practice court.
A practice court.
Have you ever been on the moot court? Sorry.
Ashley, how dumb are you?
Well, up until I was 14 or 16, just getting my license and everything like that, I thought everyone at night drove with their brake lights on all the time, like with their foot on the brake all the time.
You thought that's how we saw each other?
Yeah, I just thought it was
a She swears at us all the time.
And I was talking at them all the time.
Oh, no, Ashley, stop swearing at us.
No, she just thinks it's talk. You just have to keep pressing
the buttons.
Yeah.
She's texting the answer. Good on you, Ashley. Thank you. G'day. Yeah.
Jess?
Yeah.
Are you there, Jess?
Yes, I am.
How a dumb are you?
It actually is not me. It's my friend. At 31 years old, she only learned that her pleasure centre and where she urinates from are two different areas.
Yeah.
Oh, I still think that's a hotly debated topic.
I mean, there's a lot of things you don't understand about that area.
are we doing another session on the diagram tonight,
Is there a special school you could go to or something?
Okay, there is, but it's expensive.
What's that?
No. Jess, oh,
are you going to cry again?
No, I'm fine.
He is.
Oh, Annabelle, so
just
evil.
Pointing at him saying no, he is could make him cry.
It actually could. It's enough. It's enough. Do we want Jess still? Jess. Okay, she's gone. Jackson. Hello.
Hello.
Jackson, how dumb are you?
So not me, my wife, but she grew up genuinely believing banana milk come from monkeys.
What? I don't know what banana milk is. Like banana flavoured milk.
Yes, like banana flavoured milk. She thought it come from monkeys.
From milking the teat of
a monkey? From milking the monkey, yes. She thought they only ate bananas and hence why they produced banana flavoured milk.
That's not bad.
Does your milk flavour change when you're breastfeeding depending on what you eat?
Surely. Sure.
Like if you eat a lot of acidic things.
Oh,
okay, mate.
Oh, are you saying we should fool a woman with bananas and see if her milk tastes banana-y?
Because I eat a lot of bananas. That's what made me think about it. I just thought, I wonder if... Anyway, good chat. Jackson, thank you for that. Nadine.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Oh, no, struggling, Nadine.
How dumb are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. Listen, so my son's girlfriend was sitting at the dinner table the other night and she actually asked, since our beloved queen has passed away, is our Queensland state going to be called Kingsland now?
That's not a bad question. I honestly don't think...
thought Queensland.
It was named after the queen. I know. Yes. I've just worked that
out
in real time.
How
to be honest,
are you
I'm
too?
Still thinking about how many bananas
I'm just thinking
we've
about
got to eat to make our
points.
Milk.
Yeah. So what did you say in response, Nadine? Did you laugh?
No,
or did
we,
you,
no, no, we just shook our head and, yeah, that's just a general, yeah.
Nadine, do you reckon if you ate enough bananas, a woman's breast milk would change to banana flavour?
Oh, that'd be pretty awesome if it did.
Yeah.
For who? The kid?
Yeah.
How disappointing.
I mean, I guess it would be, because if that's what all you're eating for the... Yeah.
Some husbands do like a bit of milk.
Do you know some co-hosts too, Nadine? I remember years ago when I worked on a different show with Tommy, my manager called me, Nadine, to ask if Tommy Little could taste some of my breast milk.
Wasn't even on air, Nadine. It was
he said
hobby.
He thought it was not appropriate.
Mm.
I've still never known why.
I think that ended so weird. I ended up drinking a listener's breast milk.
Yeah.
And
did it taste like banana?
It was quite sweet, but then I put it in everybody's coffee so because everybody laughed at me for drinking it, but then they were all drinking it as well. Would that be illegal now?
Yes, I reckon.
Okay. Well, let's go then.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Gary, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Afterwards. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Gary, Bickmore, Tommy, Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
It's paper quiz time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So today, are we going for quality of conversation or majority of answers, Carrie?
I think today we should go for correct answers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right.
Just
question.
Quick game's a good game.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Sometimes our chat just goes on a bit long.
It derails it a little bit.
Like right now.
Okay.
Yep. Question number one. Melrose Place's Dr. Michael Mancini was played by which actor?
I did used to watch that. What was Michael?
Who was Mancini. In it? Heather Locklear was in it?
Andrew Shue.
Andrew Shue.
I don't know about Andrew Shue.
Keith Foote's brother. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't even make sense. It makes zero sense.
That would be more like Marie Hill's brother, wouldn't it?
Well, I worked out that also brothers and sisters have the same last name.
Oh, of course.
So it would actually be Keith Shue's brother. But maybe it could be Wendy Sock's cousin.
Again, no? Should we go for quick answers or the art of a conversation?
Sorry. We'll lock in Barry Toews.
What did you say? Michael Shue. Andrew Shue.
Andrew Shue.
I feel like he would have had a more famous name than that if it was the lead guy. Who's Elizabeth Shue?
Sister?
I know Elizabeth Debicki. Isn't that a name?
I don't know who that is, no.
Dubicki?
Elizabeth Dubicki. Oh, the Arnott family?
Elizabeth Dubicki.
That doesn't work. I'm still getting it
none
wrong.
Of it works,
no, we don't understand family names and how they work.
Question number two. Yes. Out of Mind, Out of Sight was a hit for which Aussie band?
We're out of mind. We're out of sight.
Okay. I feel like Hootie Gurus or something.
Taxi Ride?
What were they?
I don't think Taxi Ride's a bad guess. Is that what do they did that?
That Hootie Gurus.
Oh.
Taxi Ride was Bon Board. No, that's Kylie Minogue. That's Robbie Williams.
Yeah. Kids are all right. Is that Robbie Williams and Taxi Ride?
Oh, Robbie Williams, the great Australian artist.
I think Andrew Shue did backing.
Get set, everybody. We're not jump on board.
God, Taxi Ride will notice the royalties go up this year.
So are we going with Taxi Ride?
Yeah.
Question number three. Who is Donald Duck's uncle?
Oh, Andrew Shue.
Scrooge? Is it Scrooge?
Scrooge McDuck?
McDuck?
Is it McDuck?
Well, they're family, so they'd have the same last name.
Donald McDuck. Hey, why don't they have a McDuck burger?
You've asked, that's the last time we talked about this, you asked that. There was a Daffy Duck question in the paper quiz once and you asked.
Why is there a duck burger? Yeah. It's a good idea.
Question number four, pastel de nata is what kind of custard tart?
Oh, it's a trifle.
Let's ask Donna. What's
anything
it called?
A trifle.
Pastel
de nata.
Is what kind of
custard tart?
Portuguese custard tart is what I said, but it sounds like
I love custard. Custard would be one of my most favourite.
How do you like it in a trifle?
It's the only bit of the trifle I like. I liked it in my lemon meringue pie that I
ate. Beef will never stop.
Question number five.
Are you guys going to shoot each other like Biggie and Tupac?
Question number five, which is greater, 2/3 or 5/8?
Oh, I hate these questions.
This is so annoying.
I reckon it's the, you can't have the same. 2/3.
5/8.
4/8, I think 2/3. 2/3. Because 5/8, 4/8 would be half.
Five.
And so if you wanted to get 2/3, it would need to be 6/8.
Okay. No, because that's 3/4.
Yeah, so,
yeah, I think 5/8
is bigger than 2/3.
Because 2/3 is 6/9.
But we're 8.
No, because it'll be 8 will be 5.66 or something, won't it? Wow.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
2/3. 5/8.
Hang on.
Don't overthink it.
Hang on. Just hang on.
Pick one. 2/3, guys. It's just a paper quiz. Come on. Don't carry over the two. What is she doing? No one cares. Start going with the answer, I reckon, Jesse.
Melrose Place's Dr. Michael Mancini was played by Thomas Calabro.
Oh. Sorry, Shue.
Mr. Shue.
Question number two, Out of Mind, Out of Sight was a hit for which Aussie band? We said Taxi Ride, it is Models.
I didn't even know there was an Aussie band called Models. What does Models sing?
I'm still trying to work this out. It's okay. 2/3.
Oh my God, stop. No one cares. Models.
It's 2/3.
I did say that 2/3, a long time ago.
Yeah. Question number three, who is Donald Duck's uncle? It is Scrooge McDuck.
Great.
Great.
You know what they should make at Macca's?
Question number four. Pastel de nata is what kind of custard tart? It is a Portuguese tart.
Good on you, son.
Jesse, I didn't concentrate. Was Andrew's shoe correct?
No, shoe was not correct.
Oh, no.
For a pass mark, which is greater, 2/3 or 5/8? Tommy, what did you say?
2/3 is correct.
And that is the answer.
Yes. I did say 2/3 a while ago. This, without needing to do all that working out that you guys did.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrance this Christmas. Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices at Chemist Warehouse.
Got any ladies in your life? Get Marc Jacobs Daisy Dream. I love the bottles. 100 mils, just $79.99.
Okay.
Have you seen their little bottles? They're so cute.
Did you say if you have any ladies, like multiple ladies?
Yeah, you might have a mom, a sister, a partner. Not like the way you're thinking about it, although you might need to get 5 or 6 of those bottles for you.
How much are they?
100 mils for $79.99.
That's still pretty reasonable.
Pretty good.
I could possibly get one
although
bottle.
They might all talk. So you might need to get them a different scent.
Why? I don't reckon if they're all talking that they're talking about that. I think it's a very different discussion.
They sniff each other and I go, oh, my God, did Tommy give you that? Yes, why?
Why do all these women smell the same?
Hey, coming up, the guy we've got on.
Yes,
a lot of fun. How do you think he feels about us after last night?
I don't know. Very different to how he felt at the start of yesterday.
I think we'll ask him. I did message him last night.
Did you?
And he was very lovely, but I felt like he was holding back.
Did you slide into his DMs?
Not.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No.
How else did you message
slide
him?
Into
did you
DM.
Have his phone number?
No, I just responded to a message.
You slid into his DMs?
No, I didn't. That's
did
sliding.
Did he slide into your DMs?
I think just DMing someone is what you call it when you're just being respectful. Sliding in is what you do. But I'm just DMing Callum Scott.
How?
Not sliding into Callum Scott's
DMs.
Why
do I get slandered? But can I sue you for defamation at any point?
No, but it's accurate. Like, that's defamation only stands up if I can't prove truth.
Well, as long as no one gives Carrie my phone, then you can sue her for defamation.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because Callum Scott is touring this month. He's going all around the country. FrontierTouring.com is where you need to go to get your tickets. His new album, Bridges, is also out now. He joins us, Callum.
Hey. How are you doing?
It has been a while.
Long time no see.
Yes, since the internet has been set alight so much by someone's appearance on the project. But I got so many people telling me how fabulous you were last time.
Oh, thank you. I had loads of positive comments. Loads of people saying that I was a natural.
Was it what you thought it was going
to
be?
Yeah, I was nervous, but I've got to admit, you guys were very kind to me.
Callum, I just need to stop you. I think it's great for us to say how good you are, but I don't think you should back it up by reinforcing that.
Reinforcing how good I was.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. I misread the situation there. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah.
You were excellent.
What I loved.
You were excellent.
Stop it. Keep going.
What I loved was when you sat down and we'd been in rehearsal for a bit, and then you said, they told me this is going to be all very formal, but this is actually quite fun.
Yeah, I'm actually enjoying myself.
And then fast forward an hour when we're in the middle of the show, and this is the show that we put to air last night.
You mentioned that Waleed doesn't drink, but he does like to really tote the reefer, so... We just want you to leave with the correct impression of all of us.
It's the word. Too long to say that.
Token the reefer.
He just said, and he gets to say that on TV. He does not. And there'll be big chats about it afterwards.
We actually have to go to the meetings.
No, we'll go to the meeting. Waleed won't be there because it'll be token.
Did you have a bit of a compression session with Waleed after the show?
I love that more the second time around. And it was the
hand motion, the token.
Also, if you knew Waleed, like, it's funny that you think that's funny and you don't know him well. If you knew him, it even adds another layer that's so amusing.
I believe it though.
Imagine. You believe he was
I believe it.
But in his private life, that's what he's doing.
He can't have any
vice. Not have vices.
Yes. So I reckon
he doesn't have vices.
He has no vices whatsoever.
Well, not that we know of.
Apart from the secret.
Would you ever, so you know I'm obviously leaving the show, would you ever consider a full-time position there?
Yeah. I think if Tommy and Waleed was there, I feel like I'd be in good hands.
I don't know if he'll be there, but
okay, sorry. If Waleed was there, as long as he wasn't outside toking the reefer.
That's why I don't mind saying jokes like toking the reefer, because I'm like, you can call a meeting for whenever you want. I don't reckon
you're
I'm coming.
You're on a 0 hours contract.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They can pull it any time.
Mate, that's fine. We don't need to go on tonight. That's okay.
You did say something to us off air that I've thought about a lot since, which is going to sound very weird. But how do you feel about discussing with us on radio your hemorrhoid situation?
Whoa, Carrie didn't even...
I know, and to be honest, I thought you'd forgotten about that.
Oh, no, I thought about it a lot of last night.
Well, because now we're discussing it.
Yeah.
Weren't you meant to ask him in like a code
he
way?
He can say no if he doesn't want. I mean, never now.
No, I mean, I can't.
The situation is I've never had them.
Yeah, awkwardly. No, I did get a hemorrhoid, and it was through... I can't believe I'm talking about hemorrhoids on Australian radio. I did have a hemorrhoid. It was through weightlifting. I did like I was doing more squats than I've ever done before, and I was doing a back squat with more weight than I'd ever done before, and just something just was a bit weird.
You just popped.
Oh my god, like, is that what happens?
Well, if it makes you feel like it's a safe space and it's not just you telling things. I got a hernia once, and they asked me. They said,
"It's not the same.
Have you been have you been pushing too hard at the gym?" And I said, "No." And they said, "Oh, you've been straining too hard on the toilet." And I went, "Let's say it's the gym. Let's say it's the gym." Then
it was definitely weightlifting.
Yeah,
I'm not going to leave you hanging. And I've also had a hemorrhoid. Oh, does that make you feel better?
I think we should talk about it more.
When
often.
I was pregnant with my first kid, and it was a lot, and I don't think I've ever recovered from it.
I mean, why
can't you recover from it?
No,
easily?
Like I physically recovered, but mentally,
mentally
it's a lot.
You're scarred.
It's just something like the look on your face now is how it feels. That look of you can't unsee that.
I just
you know?
Feel, have you been living with a hemorrhoid for years?
No, you get rid of them.
Yeah.
Live with them.
Yeah, but, okay.
We've all discovered, you know, hemorrhoids is a subject that touches all of us.
Yeah.
In some sort of way, whether it's through
we
pregnancy,
be open to it, you know?
Toilet habits or the gym.
Yes.
Something we all share in common.
So are you saying by that squats are as hard, the squats that you were doing are as hard as childbirth?
Hard? I mean, I'm kidding.
It's a similar position, though. It's a similar strain.
I guess so.
It's a similar position.
Yeah, because you can birth.
Standing up.
You can birth like that.
With a bar on your back.
Well, the extra weight you're carrying would feel like
yes,
that.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Only a woman would be able to give birth and do a back squat at the same time.
Yes, we are amazing.
I think a man would just crumble under that kind of pressure.
And the giving birth thing makes it quite hard for a man to do as well.
Have you ever considered doing the, you know, the pads that you can put on your electrical pads that you can put on your front and do?
Mm.
Oh, you've done that?
Mm.
So you've given birth,
he was hopeless. Oh, my God, that's not giving birth.
It nearly made me...
Come on.
It nearly made me...
Sorry, I meant hypothetically in a male sense giving birth.
It nearly made me shit my pants. So hard that it resulted in a hemorrhoid.
Imagine what it's like for us that we actually do. Yes, okay. It happens during childbirth.
Hey.
Something you guys will never have to worry about.
Okay. It's such a scary look that I don't know.
I
don't know what to say next, but I know it's not going to be right. Callum, you are touring. As I said, frontiertouring.com. The new album Bridges is also out now. But we've got more to chat to you about. Can you stick around?
I thought I was only here to talk about hemorrhoids. Talking about my albums are a bonus.
Bickmore. And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
The drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we are still joined by Callum Scott.
Yes.
Before we do what you want to do to Callum, we want to do with Callum, it's a communal affair. First of all, I just wanted to talk about your new album, but I wanted to talk about some of the other sides to the album that perhaps we haven't touched on, like the mental health stuff.
Yeah,
you're
very
open about mental health struggles and particularly about your experience coming out to your mum.
Yeah.
For people that don't know that story, could you... enlighten them, tell them what that was like and what a weight that was like for you.
I mean, I was a pretty sad young man. I knew immediately that I was different to my friends. I had a big bunch of friends. We used to get skateboarding and BMXing. And it was kind of like it was a big group of us. And I just could tell that I was different. When they started getting girlfriends, I wasn't interested. They were hanging around having girls with us and I wasn't interested. One time in particular, one of my friends said like, "Oh, how come you don't want to, you know, get with one of these girls?" And I was like, "I'm just not interested." And he was like, "You're just not interested in girls?" And I was like, I don't know. And he said, "Are you trying to tell me you're gay?" And at that point, I think I was like 13. And for me, sexuality wasn't into it. It was just, I was just quite content popping all these on my skateboard. And then all of a sudden that made me feel really different. They abandoned me. They didn't want to speak to me after that. And I've come to realize that, you know, kids can be mean, but I think also you're scared by what you don't understand sometimes. So I've kind of made peace with that. But then I hated myself for a long time after that. Just hated being different and you know, being sort of abandoned for something I couldn't control really upset me and really scarred me. And it wasn't until really I wrote No Matter What, where I finally become confident with my sexuality. After I told my friends, I told my mum, and you know, and that was, she was perfect. She was amazing. But when you're a young person, you lose all your friends. It's like you've,
of
you
course, know,
your whole world falls apart. Yeah. But music really gave me that sort of that vessel to be able to control that emotion. I made you know, peace with the past. And what it's actually given me is an opportunity to be able to relate to other people. You know, I still get messages to this day from people all around the world saying, you know, no matter what, helped me come out to my family, or it's helped me sort of empower myself, and now I'm the best version of myself I could be. And that's really nice. I mean, it kind of makes me feel like I wouldn't change anything I went through, because I've now been able to create something that has been used as a medicine, I guess.
But also that the fact that you can be yourself now and be in the industry and make music as yourself. I remember when we were speaking to Darren Hayes from Savage Garden, he was talking about, you know, he is who he is now and he can be open and proud about that. But during the height of his success, he couldn't be who he wanted to be, and he had to hide that. And I just think that would be so hard. But for you, the peace that comes being able to just be yourself must be just a weight that's lifted.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when we were going to release Dancing on My Own, I was terrified that, but this was before I'd started talking about my sexuality, and I was terrified that people would think that if I suddenly started talking about it, that it would be like a sympathy vote to get, you know, more music and more sales. So before we released the single, I sat with my label. I was, you know, very honest, got very upset. You know, I don't know if I want to talk about my sexuality yet. I don't know if I want to be, because I'm a very private guy. And we delayed bringing out the single so that we could accommodate me talking to the press about my sexuality.
Wow.
Plus, my dad lives in Canada. So he still didn't know by then. So I was like 26. He still didn't know. I didn't think it was fair for the press to get a hold of that story and for him to find out from the press. So it was a tough time for me around that time. But do you know what? Like the reason why I now go around with my sexuality on my sleeve and I'm very proud is because if I'd have had a song like that when I was growing up, I'd have felt a lot more comfortable within myself. You know, so I'm just trying to make the world a bit of a better place. Mm. I think you get to a point where in life you just go, I don't really care what other people think. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not in like a negative way, just in like a, if you've not got anything nice to say to me, then I don't care for your opinion.
No.
You know what I mean?
I also think it's exhausting. Caring constantly about,
oh yeah,
you know, these things that other people are thinking about, it's just exhausting.
But you know,
and as
it's
you get
like,
older, you get tired.
Yeah, you do. And this is what we were saying about on Twitter yesterday, right? Is that sometimes it can be a bit of a negative space. Is my, you know, my experience of Twitter, it's like you do look through for the negative comments. You know, Instagram and Facebook is people that have actively wanted to follow you, but Twitter, it can be members of the pub, general members of the public, and everybody has an opinion and everybody's entitled to one, but it's still hard to read, you know, you suck or you.
And most people's opinions don't matter. So
well,
you can have an opinion, but
yeah,
we don't care to hear it. Callum doesn't care to hear it.
Yeah, well, there you go.
All right, well, we've got plenty more to chat to Callum about up next. If you can stick around, mate, we're going to do Scat Chat with you up next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we are still joined by Callum Scott, and he has agreed to do this.
Time for Scat Chat!
Back to hemorrhoids.
Yeah, aren't we? Callum Scott, just a couple of just easy questions to finish up. I hope you don't mind.
I mean, no, with that background music, I'm kind of wondering where it's going to go.
We're in the bar. Just having
you're
a drink.
In the bar? Okay.
You know, yeah, it's chill.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm actually interested for the answer to this because I think it might go the wrong way. Do you say H or H for the letter?
I would say H.
Yeah, that's incorrect.
It's incorrect.
But maybe it's a language, English kind of, you know.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
But then from my hometown, people don't really pronounce the H's. So they would say, I would say from Ull.
Ull.
Oh.
Ull, yeah.
Yes, it's like the time my dad dropped H's from his vocab, so he started saying Ugo Boss. So Hugo.
Now that sounds quite like fancy.
Yeah, he Ugo Boss. He just had a ridiculous.
Sounds gorgeous.
Yeah. So you're in a movie cinema, right? And you're going to sit down at your seat,
mm-hmm.
But you've got to get past everybody. Yep. Do you give them your front bum or your back bum?
I would give them my front bum. Yeah,
God, that's outrageous.
Yeah, no, sorry. Is that
most people give back bum.
Is that not the etiquette?
I mean, you do you. We just talked about this. You do you.
I don't think that's the bold bit. I think it's the fact that you step over them, then step back, then step over, just to make sure they got a bit of front bum.
Can you see this? Good.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. Excuse me.
It's a big screen. Look around. It's fine. What do you hope is written on your tombstone?
Ooh, that is a deep philosophical question.
Or what? It could be funny.
Oh, it could be funny.
It's your tombstone. You can have whatever you want.
Yeah. Mr. Piles.
Mr. Piles.
Just call me Mr. Piles.
What
yeah.
a superhero.
Yeah. jam or marmalade?
Ooh. See, marmalade is quite associated with Paddington Bear.
Of course.
Associated with our late queen.
Yeah.
Associated with the UK. Mm. So it's kind of, I feel maybe more allegiance to marmalade.
Would that be the same about tea and coffee? Tea?
I'm a coffee guy.
But
I
you
do,
live...
I do I like
that.
A good...
I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the UK, where do you get that?
Everywhere now.
Oh, you don't? Because yeah. I was there and they do terrible coffee.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We do a mean cup of tea, though. Yeah. Do you have Yorkshire tea bags here? Yorkshire
no.
tea?
I thought that was a sex move.
Do you like a Yorkshire tea bag?
Not probably, again.
That probably is it. A sex move.
That's what he's doing in the cinema, back and forth. Yeah. Back and forth.
God, it's dripping everywhere.
Oh,
sorry,
Tommy,
I'm so sorry.
You always have to take
Jesus.
It one step too far.
I'm so sorry.
I think we've only got time for one more question.
I do have a Thank tip God. With tea bags, though, if you don't want them to drip.
Is this the bang, bang, bang?
Oh, go on.
Yes, three taps either side, and then you drip free as you transfer to the bin.
Ah.
Tunk.
We're talking about tapping the tea bag against the. You don't just tap the, like.
Yes, sorry.
Tap other things. Yeah.
Final question.
Yeah,
Carrie, would you?
You
like
gonna
to
do
ask?
It?
I can.
You can.
Callum.
You got to do it properly though, not your new way you've been saying it to no, make it not so uncomfortable.
That is the way.
No.
That is the way.
That's the way.
It's not.
Callum, when is the last time you shit your pants?
Shit my pants. Not so long ago, you guys bring out the best of me, you know. Not so long ago, I should have gone for what we call, or I would call a danger fart, which basically is go to the toilet and fart there. I didn't do that. And it ended up on my person's.
Danger fart is such a fun. I've never heard
it's excellent.
That.
But you're not, now I say it, you're
I'm
like,
aware.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
mean,
if you got, I'm going for a danger fart, not that a lady would say that, but.
Yeah, I mean,
me.
I get hemorrhoids, but not dangerous. you were so much fun. You were touring
Thank
the
you.
Nation this month. Yep. If you want to go see Callum, head to frontiertouring.com. Your new album, Bridges, is out now. Callum Scott, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the show's over, Carrie and Tommy can go and sort their Christmas shopping. This Christmas, why not give a great gift from Chemist Warehouse? Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse.